News Talk 99.7 WNDK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUV.
We had a dance party.
We did. I was gyrating.
There was something going on over there.
Yeah. So.
Happy Friday, people.
Yeah, that's Friday.
Day trip destinations. Here we are.
Yep. I'd like to thank our sponsors, which include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweet Beat Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, and Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon. The segment is brought to you by New London Hospital. For rashes and bumps, or fevers to falls, for life's unexpected ailments and injuries, there's New London Hospital Express Care. Visit New London Hospital Express Care with convenient evening and weekend hours. No appointment needed. You'll have access to all the services you need under one roof, including radiology and laboratory testing. This is expert care at your speed. And by Eversource. At Eversource, they know the role energy plays at the center of your life, warming your home, powering appliances, and keeping the lights on. And with energy prices at all-time highs, they want to help. Working together, they can help find a flexible payment plan or other assistance that you might qualify for. They want to find a way to manage your bill that works for you. Learn more at Eversource.com.
Excellent. Thank you to our sponsors for supporting the show. We appreciate you. It's been a week.
It has been a week.
Yeah, I'm just, it was a tiring week.
Well, you had your ski day.
Yeah, ski day.
Was there any snow left?
Yeah, well, we had the snowstorm. So we had a snowstorm. Yeah, so we had the snowstorm that was like, we got maybe 5-6 inches.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean, it all pretty much melted the next day.
Not up north.
Not up north.
Mm-mm.
In Libby.
Nope.
I don't know if I ever call it Libby again.
Nope, we got, I think, like, we got, like, 2 or 3 inches, mm-hmm. but it was, like, super slushy, and it was just gone the next day.
Yeah.
Except for, like, minor snowbanks.
Maybe we didn't get 5, 6, I don't know how much.
You might have. I mean, I know
somebody said, somebody was doing, like, the, you know, the yardstick in the yard and stuff, and they were, it got up to, like, 5 or 6.
Yeah, I don't doubt it, because, I mean, I was really surprised by that, because I thought it was just supposed to be, like, flurries and maybe an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally, like, I checked, like, last minute as it started snowing, and they're like, winter storm warning, 8 to 12 inches. I was like, what?
what happened?
Yeah. And it didn't happen.
I did not realize that we were going to get a second round of snow.
Yeah.
It's like, we got the first round, and I was like, all right, sweet. And then it was sunshiny the next day, and, you know, most of it melted, all is good. Then it snowed again. I was like, What is happening?
Yeah, I'm always amazed like how different the weather is, like 30 miles difference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like a valley versus like mountain. I mean, I feel like New London's kind of like mountainous.
Right.
And then Lebanon is just like tucked away in a valley that's mm-hmm. lower than the average.
Right.
But it's just interesting. It's like Hawaii.
Oh.
Where there's multiple environmental climates in a short distance.
Thanks for that. No, so for Chamber, yeah, so we had plenty of snow.
Oh, good.
And they did a pretty good job of grooming it and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Now, the temperatures were pretty low, so there were some icy spots, people said, but yeah. It is what it is.
It's winter. It's supposed to be icy.
Hopefully people voted this week.
And if you didn't, you have no right to complain.
I mean, yeah, lots of things were on the ballots, you know, select board, selectmen, budget committees, lots of things, yeah, from different communities. It's just kind of interesting, the whole process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, it's an awesome process, and I love being able to see it in real time, you know what I mean? Like, real decisions that are made by the people who live in the communities, but it's kind of crazy to hear some people's stories behind it all and, you know, how they came to their decision, and I don't know, it's just kind of weird. You know, it is very hard. You know, I realize that people don't like change. They don't like things to become modern.
Right.
They don't want this to become the next Concord or Manchester or, heaven forbid, Boston, right? They don't want this area to become those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But naturally, it wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
It would be. But I think, you know, there are improvements and changes that do need to be made.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the thing. I mean, you kind of have to compromise to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get that, you know, you don't, you know, if you don't want, you know,
like the affordable housing conversation, right? We've talked about that all the time.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand affordable versus workforce housing. People are like, you know.
Well, even then, what's so wrong with affordable housing? I mean, it's just crazy. It's just like.
Because people think that it brings a certain kind of clientele to the region.
Right.
And you want to bring people to the region that help it thrive and help it be better. People like me, I cannot afford $500,000 home.
Right, right.
I have looked, and I look every single day. Mm-hmm. Like, I look every single day, and if there's...
I mean, it's an impossible market for anyone making under, like, $100,000 anymore. It's ridiculous.
Terrible.
Yeah, and I mean, they're even talking about, like, how, like... Because, I mean, the general rule of thumb back in the day was, like, 30% of your gross income
mm-hmm.
put towards rent, and that's, like, how much you should be able to afford
right.
comfortably. And now, you know, people are pushing people like 40, 50 is okay.
Ugh.
It's like half of your entire, like half of your gross income.
Yeah.
So like your net income, you're talking about like 70%, like just on your, where you live.
Right.
Like no expenses, no food, no anything. Just
no.
It's like, it's just
not,
impossible.
It's not manageable.
No.
And especially a lot of people are single income homes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like people, we're not getting married at 18 and we're not
right.
having
Yeah, it's not 1900 anymore. Yeah. We're not married at 16 having like a full family by like 19
right.
years old.
So it's like, it's next to impossible for those of us who are single and trying to make it work, mm-hmm. let alone making it work in this kind of
market. And I think it's just, I just feel like it's so unfair to just have this mentality that hardworking people that just want to be able to be relatively close to work
right
can't even afford it.
And the fact that
the people that are servicing the communities
right
are, you know, the people that are making those wages are forced to commute from, you know, 30-40 miles away because
yeah.
you don't want to let a single building go up.
Right.
I mean, I understand, like, preserving wilderness and
mm-hmm.
you know, protecting the natural ecosystem and the water and everything else. I mean, like, I don't think anyone's debating that those things need to be treasured and kept.
Mm-hmm.
But there's obviously things
there's
you
can do.
There's ways
to make it work.
Right.
Yeah. It's just and like, to check off all the boxes.
Yeah. So I think
it takes
just
more
doing
time
a blanket,
and more money, but...
Right. I just think like a blanket no to any progress is a little bit...
I don't know. It's interesting. I'm excited to see what the... Claremont, Newport, Sunapee, New London community, because
mm-hmm.
that's that stretch of
right.
roadway, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what it looks like in 5 years and then in 10 years, right? Like the changes that are happening, there's so many buildings that are being built
mm-hmm.
for workforce housing and for people to be moving up here.
Well, the thing is, like, I think like a report I read or discussed with someone is like, it's like 30,000 units of dwelling have to be created in like the next like 10 years
right.
to sustain.
Right.
Like people that live here that work here.
And I think it's funny because some people, not all, but some people are like, oh, you know, they're building the new workforce housing complex, if you will, behind Hannaford's in New London.
Mm-hmm.
60 units, check mark, done. No. I'm like, 60 units?
Right.
That's not going to do anything.
Right. I mean, that's like literally like, okay, maybe like Hannaford's employees could live there.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, and then like there's nothing for anyone else. Yeah. It's just like, it's not that
so
much.
It is tough. It's pretty hard.
Plus, I mean, I just feel like asking people that work hard to, you know, make ends meet, you know, and just telling them like, oh, the only place you can live is an affordable housing complex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like not a small house or the American right. dream or anything. It's just like, oh, we'll give you like a 20-by-20-foot, you know,
mm-hmm.
studio apartment where you can put up a dividing wall between your bed and your sink.
Living room or something.
It's like,
yeah.
You're really, you know, it's just like, yeah. I mean, just give people a break.
I don't know. It's definitely interesting. There's lots of mixed feelings on it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to see what the community is going to look like. Anyways, something that I wanted to bring up to the group was that the Taste of Sullivan County is returning to the Newport Opera House.
Returning?
That's what it says. So before COVID, I don't know how many they had before COVID, but they had this event happen before COVID.
Huh.
And then they didn't have it for...
4 years.
I guess so. Four-ish years.
Yeah.
And so they're bringing it back. They're doing an afternoon of great taste with food and spirited beverage samplings created by Sullivan County artisans showcasing their creations. Event is sponsored by Universal Physical Therapy. It's happening on Sunday, April 7th,
okay.
2 to 5 p.m. at the Newport Opera House.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, food and beverages. The event is $17 in advance and $22 at the door.
Okay.
So it is only it's a 21 and older event,
mm-hmm.
so you can't bring the kids. Sorry. Find a babysitter. photo ID is required.
Naturally.
But it's happening at Newport Opera House. Super exciting. Taste of Sullivan County, Sunday, April 7th. Super fun. Mm-hmm. So that's something to do over the next, you know, couple of weeks or something. Keep that on your radar. I do think that they're going to sell out for tickets. So if you want tickets, definitely. Because when we did our event in at Mount Sunapee in October, mm-hmm. I was
banned. Yeah, weren't you expecting like 50 to 75 and you ended up like over 100?
Yeah, we had over. And that's all I had for food. Because I had already told everybody, just plan for 100 pieces.
I feel like anything food related.
That's not even true. I told them to plan for 75 pieces.
No.
Each of whatever they were bringing. Mm-hmm. And then they all went to do 100 just because you never know.
Right.
And thank God they did because we ended up having more people at the event than we thought. So these kind of events are huge. People mm-hmm. love them. It's a big chamber fundraiser across the country.
Yep.
There's so many different regions and states and places that do it because it brings together a bunch of different restaurants and caterers mm-hmm. and breweries and wineries and distilleries and all those kinds of things. It brings them all together in the same roof and then gets the public to come out and not only buy their ticket to support, but also
eat.
They eat. And then I don't know if they're going to be doing voting.
I feel like anything we have with food, like people just naturally gravitate towards.
Absolutely.
Because you know it's going to be a good time because like when you eat, you're happy.
True. You need to feed people and have drinks available for mm-hmm. people. And then people are happy.
Yep.
So yeah, so that's going to be a fun event. Again, that's Sunday, April 7th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Newport Opera House. So you can buy your tickets online at the Newport or NewportOperaHouse.com. Mm-hmm. And that's where all of the information will be for the event itself. But again, 21 plus, should be fun. Sunday, April 7th.
Coming up.
It is coming up. And then I just wanted to throw out real quick.
Yeah.
So people might remember Protectworth Brewing. Which was in Springfield, New Hampshire. They were brewery, great brews. People loved them. So they ended up closing their Springfield brewery, if you will. And all of a sudden, bada bing, bada boom, bada bang, they actually purchased and are renting, leasing. I don't know how it works. Do you remember we were talking about Shabby to Chic on John Stark Highway?
Yep.
Coming from like Newport to Claremont. Mm-hmm. There's, and I think people are calling it Crazy Ed's old building or something like that. So people who are around the area for a long time might know that.
Is that old like Husqvarna?
It's near that.
Yeah.
It's across the street though. I think Husqvarna, whatever.
Husqvarna.
It's on the other side of the street, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Protectworth Brewing is now going to be in that location.
Yeah, okay.
So it's pretty big, mm-hmm. pretty massive. They've got a garage like space in the back. They've got some spaces where they can have some inside dining or inside, you know, tables for tasting. Mm-hmm. And then they also have a little patio deck thing for outside. It's going to be wild.
Nice.
And then they'll do music and they'll do all those kinds of events. So it's going to be cool. I'm really excited to see what they do with the place. They're still in the midst of moving everything from one to the other location. Yeah. They're still in the midst of doing all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm excited to see how that turns out. I would imagine that they're going to try and have everything ready to go before summer really kicks off. So like Memorial Day weekend, maybe. Mm-hmm. But that's fast. So I'm hoping that I'm hoping they can get it all done. But that's going to be a really cool addition to that stretch of roadway. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool, it's going to be a great addition for like an event space. You know what I mean? To host music festivals and to host all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And it's got relatively good parking. So that's a plus two.
Yep.
So we'll see. But that's super exciting news on the craft brew front.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's take a break and come back with the next segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Stock 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. Welcome back to Daytrip Destinations. This segment is brought to you by Crown Point Cabinetry, a second-generation family business located in Claremont, New Hampshire. Crown Point nationally recognized for fine quality cabinetry for your entire home, and by Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, who understand life in New Hampshire. They work hard to find unique solutions to meet your financial needs. Working together, they help their customers thrive. Learn more at barharbor.bank.
Guess what month it is?
April. Or March, I guess.
I was not expecting that. Correct. It's March. It's March. Yeah. It's Maple Month, friends. It's March Maple Month. That's the month of the maple.
The month of the maple.
The month of the maple. You heard me. I'm not taking it back.
I heard it's Sugar House Month. There's Maple Weekend. In March.
Okay, let me be clear about something.
Oh.
So, New Hampshire Maple Weekend is coming, in fact.
Yeah.
It is officially March 16th, 17th, no, 16th and 17th. However, because the maple industry is so robust.
Yes.
Most of the sugar houses around the area are being open every single weekend here in the region.
What?
I know.
That's crazy.
What? So...
It sounds like quite a robust situation.
It's a nice word to say, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, I like it.
A robust.
Robust.
Let's say it aggressively. Okay. Yeah. So, Maple Weekend is coming. But really, it's the entire month of March, which is where we celebrate not only our maple producers, but also the product of maple syrup and maple candy and cotton candy that's maple flavored. And
all everything that you can suck out of a tree.
So, I wrote down a bunch of different...
items.
Sugar houses, I suppose. That took me a second to come up with. And then, of course, I want to chit-chat a little bit about the end of the month. So, yeah, I've listed about 8 different sugar house options. I'm not going to go into the details of all of them because we don't have enough time on the show. But just remember that, you know, we live in a very – the agritourism of the area. Agritourism, right? Agriculture. I'm just making sure people are ready. If you're looking for statewide information on maple, really...
Sugar Awareness Month?
It's not Sugar Awareness Month. New Hampshire Maple Producers Association, NewHampshireMapleProducers.com is where you can find the website. And that talks to you not only about connecting of local sugar houses, which might be near you, but also there's a mailing list, a newsletter mailing list that you can jump on. You can follow them on Facebook and on an Instagram. They have a whole bunch of different New Hampshire maple resources. So it talks to you and teaches you a little bit about the different grades of maple syrup. There's a lot of people who don't know how like the different colors mean different things, and they have downloadable posters, they have educational lessons, they have a whole bunch of cool things that talk about the industry of maple sugaring. So it's a really cool website to visit. Again, that is nhmapleproducers.com, and it can go into all of the details of not only Maple Month but also the different sugar houses and what they do on the off seasons as well. So some of the places I wanted to try and reach to different corners of our space.
Yeah, huh?
Harding Hill Farm, obviously in Sunapee, one of my faves personally. Max Maple in Plainfield.
Yep.
Everyone loves Max Maple. Bascom Maple in Ackworth, which is new for me. I didn't know about
Bascom.
Bascom Maple. Trailside Sugar House in Andover. The Six Saplings Sugar House in Wilmot. Sanctuary Dairy Farm is always great, but is not necessarily for maple sugar production, but they actually use the maple syrup in all sorts of different goods. Hillside Sugar Bush in Cornish. And then, of course, you've got the classic and traditional, as everyone knows it, Ben's Sugar Shack. He did have a Newberry location.
Yeah.
His home base is in Temple, New Hampshire, which is kind of south of Concord.
Yeah.
But he did have a Newberry location, but this season, and I don't know what the reasoning is, he's not opening for tours and stuff like that this season. So I don't know if there's a reason behind that.
But yeah.
He's kind of escorting, if you will, or encouraging people to go down to the temple location for their tour and their samples and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he's calling the temple location the Maple Street Market.
Maple Street Market.
And I was like, that's really cute. I like that name a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The New Hampshire Maple Producers has a booth every year at the Big E in the New Hampshire building.
Yep.
So we have all the things. You know, you've got your maple candy, your cotton candy, maple-infused cotton candy, different size maple jars,
jugs of
maple-dipped things. Like, so those are eight options for you for Maple Weekend.
Yeah.
Or if you can't do anything on Maple Weekend, you can certainly look this weekend, coming weekend, and then you can look at the last weekend in March.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this month is kind of weird because Easter falls
in March
on a Sunday. I think it's on the 31st.
Yeah.
So it's like the 29th is a Friday and it's Good Friday.
Yeah.
And then it's the 30th and then 31st is Easter. So it's like that last weekend is kind of like.
Not like the earliest Easter can be or something.
I don't know. I think
it's really early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Easter is usually like mid-April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know how they determine that. I don't know if it's like Thanksgiving where it's like the X number of Thursdays in a month or whatever.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many sugar houses are going to be operational that last week.
Right.
But I do know for at least this weekend, next weekend, and the third weekend of the month that you can find an open sugar house doing tours and samples, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously once you've kind of done, the process is similar no matter where you go.
Right.
But it's kind of like the level with which you want to learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when you go to a smaller sugar house, you see a different operation than if you go to someplace that makes thousands and thousands of gallons, right?
Yeah.
So it just kind of depends on what you're looking for and how far you're willing to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these places will not only do the sample bit, but they'll also have product in the stores for you to purchase, whether it's maple popcorn or all sorts of things. So I think that it's a really cool activity to do, especially with families and kids, because they get to see things in process, and then they get to
load them up with sugar.
That's true.
Yep.
But you also get to have like an end result, right? So you see it, you see what happens to it, and then you get to eat it or consume it, right?
Right.
So it's good to have kind of the kids experience how that whole process works.
Yeah.
On the show for the past couple of months, you've heard me talk about the Sugar River Region socials.
Yes, the dances. No, not the, the events, the social events.
Accurate.
We used to call at Disneyland, we used to have socials.
Oh, and they were dances.
They were dances. And oh, how I twirled.
I was just letting you reminisce for a minute.
No, it's over.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
So this month, our Sugar River Region social is March Maple Madness is what we're calling it, right?
Yep.
So on Tuesday, the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's on a Tuesday because it's less busy for some of the sugar houses. The weekends are just nonsense for a lot of these people. They have a lot of businesses. They have a lot of people who are coming up to see what they got going on. Our Sugar River socials are more for the residents who live in the area to kind of see what's in their own backyards and things like that. So it's not necessarily a time for us to ask to do it on a weekend.
Yeah.
But for residents, obviously, we can handle something that happens during the week.
Right.
So on a Tuesday, it was the decision here. So our Discover Sugar River Region social this month is going to be going to happen on Tuesday, March 26th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. And it's going to be at Bascom Maple Farm. It's at 56 Sugar House Road in Alstead, New Hampshire.
Alstead.
So we're going to tour the facility. We're going to learn about maple syrup production and get tips from their experts. It's free admission, of course, because it's a Sugar River social. There'll be maple-themed snacks and a chance to win some gift cards. You can RSVP now and bring your friends, of course. So if you go to our Facebook page for Discover Sugar River Region NH, you're going to be able to find the post where we talk about, hey, this is coming up. Put this on your calendar, that kind of a thing. And you can click on the event invite and register to attend.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's no fee. It's just so that we know how many people to expect.
Right.
So we wanted to make sure that we really kind of focused this month on the maple, right? Maple production that happens in our area. I encourage you to join us on Tuesday, March 26th at Bascom Maple Farms in Alstead, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a pretty good time. I really wanted to do a series of three tours, like a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yeah.
So I had Harding Hill scheduled for Thursday, but we couldn't get anyone for the Wednesday. And then it just was really short notice. So I was like, I don't know. And then we ended up booking Bascom Maple.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, we're just going to put Harding Hill to the side for now. We'll come back to you another time.
Yeah.
And they're just crazy busy anyway. I mean, they're having a big event one of the weekends, and they're actually bringing in their smokehouse friends again.
Oh, nice.
So it's like, you know, big breakfast. Mm-hmm. And like, they've just got like a lot of things happening anyway. So hopefully, you know, we'll take the group and we'll meet at Bascom and we'll see how that goes. I've never been there, so it'll be a first time for me.
Nice.
Maybe I'll stop at the Ackworth Country Store.
Oh, there you go.
That direction.
Yeah.
And get one of those pretty spiffy shirts. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Conveniently placed in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's genius marketing.
It's very good.
Love it. So remember that March is always Maple Month here in New Hampshire.
Yep.
People in Vermont might say that they do maple syrup better.
Nope.
People in Maine might say they do maple syrup better. People in Mass might say they do maple syrup better.
Mm-mm.
Hard no.
No.
New Hampshire's where it's at. Granite State, 100%.
Yep.
There's 1.5 million places for you to go to experience it all.
Yep.
And I highly encourage you to stock up on all your maple sugar needs.
That's right.
During the month. Oh, and then at Sanctuary Dairy Farm.
Mm-hmm.
I went last year. They did like a maple sugar weekend extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a whole bunch of different maple options, like maple donuts and maple creamies and maple bubble, all the things.
Yeah.
Well, they make a special ice cream just this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Amy Eau Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a maple base ice cream.
Yeah.
With fudge swirls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
It's good.
Oh.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's magic.
Mm-hmm.
So like right now, I think they've put some like pints in their, what do you call it? Their like farm stand.
Cupboard.
It's not a cupboard, but it's like a pantry. It looks like a pantry, but it's like a shed.
Mm-hmm.
So their farm stand shed.
Yeah.
Because you can go in there any time of the year and pick up things and pay for them in the shed.
Oh, nice.
So they have some pints of those kinds of things unless they're all sold out. So
yeah,
I'm hoping that I can pick up one before, mm-hmm. Before it's all sold out because right. It's one of their most popular, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
So just remember, March is Maple Month, and head to nhmapleproducers.com to learn a little bit more about all of the different sugar houses that are in your neck of the woods.
And on that note, we'll take a quick break and come back with the final segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
Be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. This segment is brought to you by Sweet Bee Cafe, open once again. The return of breakfast sandwiches and other freshly prepared breakfast and lunch items, highlighting seasonal produce made to order on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Fun wraps, salads, soups, and more in the grab-and-go cooler all week long during Sweet Bee Market hours, Wednesday through Sunday. Hang there or take it to go.
All right, everyone. So our third and final segment, here we are. We're wrapping the show up.
Yep.
So our third and final segment today, we're going to be talking about two different eateries.
Two?
Two? What, Ashley? You are a... So the first... So we're going to talk about Warner. So there's two different places in Warner that I want to talk about for eateries.
Mm-hmm.
The first of which is Reed's North, which we haven't really talked about very much.
Reed's North.
It's an American-style tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Creative spin on fresh New England comfort food, craft beers, a whiskey wall, and cocktails.
Is the wall made of whiskey?
I doubt it. How would that work?
I don't. Maybe they figured out some kind of anti-gravitational device.
I don't think so. ReedsNorth.com. They're located at 2 East Main Street in Warner, 603-456-2143. And you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, all the places.
Mm.
You can go on their website. You can order online, which is pretty spiffy.
Mm-hmm.
I love when you can order online. Little Brother Burger in town in New London just recently added an online order option.
They did.
I've already used it thrice.
Have you?
Thrice. Yep. Because that's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's also helpful that they're open every single day of the week.
Yeah.
From 11 till 9. So it's like, it's super consistent.
God, I haven't had a good burger in a while.
Oh, so good.
Ugh,
but
meat.
I actually haven't had a burger. I've been having their chicken.
Yeah.
So they have, they call it the Bruce Lee chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a bed of coleslaw. I know. I don't like coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not bad. Then there's the chicken, Swiss cheese. They put on some other sauces and some other spicy stuff. And then they have fried pickles
mm-hmm.
added to the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mwah, yeah, that sounds good.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
So Reed's North, they have lots of different things. They have usual, they have trivia night. They actually have some stuff from Maple Week weekend. They also have some St. Patrick's Day and St. Patrick's Eve tavern nights coming up, which is cool. So follow them on Facebook for those kinds of details. But I just wanted to really quickly go through some of their options for food, because one of their options is, I thought you might like, sort of maybe, I don't know. You might like it. Lobster ravioli. You do love a good lobster.
I love just eating vast amounts of lobster.
So maybe the lobster ravioli part's not your fave. But yeah. So they have a flannel burger, which is their kind of usual.
Flannel
burger. Yeah. It's just what they call it. Because Reed's North, yeah. Like their style and their vibe and their
flannel.
Like, brand is flannel.
Oh,
yeah.
I gotcha.
They have a working man's salad, which has teriyaki steak tips.
Mm.
They have a Reed's Reuben, classic Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
They've got chicken caprese, which everyone loves that. Buffalo Supreme.
Yep.
They've got the fish smitch.
Fish smitch.
S-M-I-C-H. Hmm. They have BLT, steak and cheese, the Kearsarge burger, the Beyond burger, the Texas Roadhouse burger, the fish and chips. They've got mac and cheese. They've got so many things. A steak bowl. Lots of different salad options, kids options, all the things.
Mm.
Egg roll of the day.
Egg roll of the day.
I love egg roll. They also have poutine, which is not often found on menus.
Yeah, not a lot.
I'm not an uber big poutine fan. I don't like my I don't like my fries being soggy.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of my friends love them.
I feel like a lot of people, I feel like they'd do really, really well if they just did a poutine option that had like crispy fries in a basket and then like just the poutine like mm-hmm. pieces.
Yeah, just like just the gravy, yeah. The gravy with the cheese curds like with it
mm-hmm.
On the side or something. Yeah. I'm sure, pretty sure you can probably order it that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably not something that's never been done before.
But I'm sure the chef's like, oh,
yeah,
that's
probably.
Not poutine.
Right.
That's just fries and dip,
yeah.
You know. But they do have the lobster ravioli. So it looks delicious, mm-hmm. I might add. And it's $28.95.
It's not bad.
Which I feel like isn't bad for lobster, right? No. I'm not a big lobster fan, so mm-hmm. I don't really purchase it all that often. And I feel like normally it's uber expensive. So having
it's not
something.
Cheap.
Yeah. Says the man who eats like four at a time.
Well, like twice a year.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
Because I'm gorging. Like,
that's not good for you.
That's my semi-annual feast.
Lobster ravioli with cream sauce, topped with lobster. Tops with lobster, tops with lobster, tops with lobster.
Perfect.
Served with garlic bread and your choice of salad.
I love garlic bread so much.
So it looks so good. So you can order online. Again, that's Reed's North and Warner, New England Comfort Food Creations, Designer Libations. The next one I wanted to talk about really quickly is The Local.
The Local. I've heard of that one.
Now, the ironic part is The Local was actually in the location where Reed's North currently is for years. And then they shut down, closed doors, and Reed's North came in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then the Warner, the kitchen in Warner,
mm-hmm.
Mike Preet decided to close that location in Warner.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's just focusing on his catering business.
Oh, okay.
And then The Local saw it as an opportunity to be like, I think we're going to come back. So they actually came back across the street
wow.
to his location that he had,
yeah.
which was the old Foothills
okay.
breakfast. But I mean, like,
yeah.
it's so crazy to see how things kind of rotate.
I didn't realize the kitchen was closed.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
he decided to sell the business or sell the property, sell the whatevers, and then just go straight to catering because the catering business was doing really well.
Yeah.
And it's obviously, it's really challenging to balance both.
Right.
Especially with a lack of staff.
Mm-hmm.
So with the catering business, he only has to have a few people working for him.
Right.
And he can kind of make it work. But
yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
So the location for the local is 15 East Main Street, 603-456-3333. And they're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. And they have a boatload of things on their menu as well. They have their famous egg rolls, which I've actually heard a lot of good things about.
Like, aren't egg rolls like Chinese food?
Yeah, they can be.
Yeah.
But you can just like put anything you want in them.
Weird.
Chicken tenders with fries, ahi tuna appetizer, a local salad, the turkey train wreck sandwich. That's funny. I like that. BLT, turkey BLT, chicken tender sandwich, the pig pen sandwich, barbecue pulled pork, bacon and house-made coleslaw on a toasted bulky roll. And then you've got some other options, half-pound burgers. They've got the local burger, the volcano burger, the slightly wicked burger, the veggie patty, vegetarian burger, mushroom Swiss burger, and the wicked wicked.
Wicked, the wicked wig, not just wicked.
Because it's double meat, double bacon, double cheese.
And all of those things are the devil's wick.
Then for different entrees, they have a sirloin strip steak, and then they have a grilled bratwurst. I actually just recently cooked hot dogs in my air fryer.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can do anything in your air fryer. Actually,
is that like a corn dog?
Quite literally anything. Hot dog?
Well, like if you put in the air fryer.
No, it's just you, it just cooks it.
Oh.
It's an oven.
I thought an air fryer was like a batter inducer.
No.
No. What is it for?
It's just an air fryer.
I don't get it.
So it fries things with the air.
How? Like, what's in the air that's frying
it? Oh, my God. We're going to have this conversation another time. But the hot dogs I made were magically delicious.
Interesting.
Thanks.
I'm just confused by this.
Roasted pork loin. And then, of course, they have lots of different kids' meal. They always have different specials. So they have like a tomato basil bisque. They have a steak fajita soup.
Oh, yeah.
They have a pierogi egg roll. They have a walk-in taco smash.
I don't like tacos.
Unfortunate for you.
I know.
They have a blueberry cheesecake. I don't like blueberries.
No. Too bad for you.
Apple crisp pie.
I like
and
that.
They have a pistachio martini. So they also have trivia nights, and they also have live music nights, and they have all sorts of really cool swag options that you can purchase and gift to other people. So they have lots of cool things going on. Definitely consider Warner for your next dinner out, if you will. You've got options, Reed's North and or the local. They're on either side of the street in downtown Warner.
Yeah.
So they're all great options for you to consider.
I love that downtown. It's so pretty.
It is pretty cool. I wish.
It reminds me of, remember the movie Big Fish?
No, I never saw that.
Oh. There's this town
called. Ewan McGregor's in that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this town called Spectre.
Ooh.
And he goes there. It's like a southern town with only just like a pedestrian road down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just like a downtown, and that's all that the entire city is, or town is.
Mm.
And then he goes back later, and they've paved the road, and everything's changed. There's cars.
Ridiculous! For your next dinner outing, consider Reed's North or the local in Warner.
Mm-hmm.
Both are really awesome options. And then our last little bit here, St. Patrick's Day. Like I was trying to do a jig.
What is that, Monday?
Nope, Sunday.
Sunday.
March 17th.
Yeah.
So St. Patrick's Day. I thoroughly enjoy St. Patrick's Day. I think it's a lovely day. I'm also Irish, so I guess I'm kind of biased.
Right.
But the Feast of St. Patrick, he was a patron saint of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially the day itself was to commemorate not only him, but actually the arrival of Christianity in Ireland.
Mm.
So I think a lot of people are like, what is St. Patrick's Day? Where did it come from? How did it get here? So there is actually a St. Patrick.
Yeah.
And the, you know, arrival of Christianity to Ireland was a really big kind of momentous occasion. But also this particular holiday has kind of transpired into just a celebration of the Irish culture in general.
Right.
So, you know, people joke about it, but it's completely true. Everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day, right? No matter where you are, no matter where you come from.
Yeah.
I do think it's a little bit more, I think it's a really big holiday more in New England and definitely more in like the greater Boston area. So yeah, so I just wanted to kind of toss that out there to the world, is that in fact St. Patrick's Day is something that's been around for obviously decades.
Centuries.
Yeah. Because of St. Patrick, mm-hmm. who's a patron saint. And there are some places around that have celebrations mm-hmm. for St. Patrick's Day. You have, like, obviously, we have Salt Hill Pub in our area. So right. Lebanon, do they still have a Lebanon location?
Mm-hmm.
So Lebanon, Newport, and Newbury.
Yep.
And they have, like, first pints. So, like, you can go at, like, 9 a.m. when they first open or something and get your pint on St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
And then they have, like, costume contests, and they have live music all day, and they have special drinks and special food options and all these kind of crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of different ways to celebrate.
Most involve drinking.
However,
I wonder if they celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Ireland.
They do.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very big. Hmm. But it's also, like you said, it's cold, it's dark, and everybody's miserable. Right. So they're like, yes, yeah, let's just drink.
Yeah.
But the corned beef and cabbage meal is the usual for St. Patrick's Day,
mm-hmm.
especially around here.
Yep.
Which a lot of people don't like, which is kind of crazy because people don't really like cabbage.
Yeah, I hate cabbage.
And people look at corned beef and they're like, ew.
Corned beef, I haven't actually tried. That? I'm not going to judge it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. It kind of reminds me of like beef, but then like kielbasa.
What is it? Like, do they just stuff like a chunk of beef with corn?
No.
Oh, really?
It's like how they marinate it kind of thing.
Interesting.
But no, it kind of reminds me of like, you know how kielbasa has a little bit of that salty kick?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a little bit of like beef and then a little bit of that saltiness from like a kielbasa.
Mm. Sounds good.
It's pretty tasty. Yeah. I really enjoy it. And then, of course, you know, you've got your hearty potatoes
right.
and your veggies and then your cabbage and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have things like Irish soda bread, which is super dry.
Oh, that's awful.
But it's not bad if you have it with like the right drink or the right beverage or whatever.
When you're drinking.
Because it has right. to absorb.
Right, stuff. Yeah.
But then you have like scones. You have hot cross buns. Have you ever had hot cross buns?
I don't think I have, actually.
They're quite good. They yeah. have like little pieces of, you know, like what you find in like fruitcake? Almost like the color pieces.
Yeah.
They're not candies, but they're almost like a candied fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's in hot cross buns, there's usually some of that candied fruit in the bun itself. And then there's like literally crosses like put on top of the buns.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just wanted to throw that out there. St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday. So if you celebrate, I wish you the best.
Mm-hmm.
Salante. But if you don't celebrate.
Was that Gaelic?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's also probably not how you say it. Actually, I would like to know how you say it. Let's just check with the Google. Slancha.
Slancha.
Slancha is how you say cheers, essentially.
Slancha.
You gotta say it like slancha. Okay, we're gonna rewind that a
I'm sure bit. I'd blend right in Ireland.
Like, who's that guy? Slancha.
Put a beer up. Slantra.
Okay. They might look at you and go, oh, he's had too many.
No.
Overserved.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm excited about St. Patrick's Day, mm-hmm. and obviously that is an excellent segue to Ireland in May of 2025.
That's right.
People are going to hear me talk about this like until the cats
the next
come
14
home.
Months.
Yep. And I don't care. I'm here for it. Yep. I'm here for every second of it. And then I'm trying to convince Matt to go, so hopefully he'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening to our program today, and enjoy your weekend and enjoy your Maple, well, we'll probably talk a little bit more about Maple next week, but Maple weekend adventures and activities, and then also your St. Patrick's Day celebration.
And drive responsibly.
Correct. So all we have to say is Slancha.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never realized.